At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
We talked a little bit about this earlier in the hour, but Shiloh Sanders spent some quality time with his brother Shador over the holidays, or over the holiday weekend, and that included some good old family razzing during prayer.
Thank you for letting Shador start finally. We appreciate it. Please help him this Sunday. Throw for 500 passing yards. So both
the wins is really important. The win.
Well, we want your passing yards.
Just the win.
Yeah.
Running some touchdowns.
Yes.
The win.
Just two.
The win.
Lord, please allow Shador to do his best so he can pull some strings and get me on the Browns too. And
yes.
Please make number 21 available somehow. But
Browns deserve more in the franchise there. 21 gone, bro.
Well, never mind. 28 will do. Thank you very much, Lord. And in Jesus' name, amen.
One, I am shockingly pro Pilar. Two, would 500 yards passing have brought Shador more goodwill with fans than a win on Sunday?
Yes.
I know, and it kind of bugs me.
I'll have you speak on it.
I just think like the idea of winning should be the only thing that matters to Shador. As long as Shador is winning, that is progress. And I think wins buy him a longer leash than one really huge, gigantic statistical performance.
I think it's like the Pyrrhic victory, right? It's fine losing the battle as long as you win the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Shador and how the lens of it, if you're already on a team that is statistically basically done as far as postseason is concerned, the idea that you win the war is the most important part.
I think the frustrating thing is I would have loved to see how Shador's performance, if the same stat line, the same everything, same game flow, how it would be perceived if you had actually won that game. Now, I don't know how you do that while also only scoring 8 points.
Yeah, if it's like 8-7, is that what you
But I do think that some people are being overcorrecting on Shador because they lost.
If it would have been 8-7, the amount of wind conversations would have been amplified. Mm. It would have been like, there was that game a few years ago, the one that Deshaun Watson, everyone believed that was the one that he declared he wouldn't play for the Browns with, although money obviously fixed that problem. But like the joke after that game was like they wouldn't even land airplanes at Burke. Because that's how windy it was.
Yeah.
I think it would have grown to like those type of tales of like, oh, that game was so windy, you couldn't do anything. Brock Purdy struggled, Shador struggled, but you got out of there with an 8-7 win, and that's all that matters. And so I think everyone would have just chalked it up to that and called it a day.
Also, I don't ever claim to know what the good Lord is thinking. I would think God really enjoys a good, funny prayer every now and then. Where everybody's kind of in on it. Like, that had to me, like, God gets so many serious prayers and so many urgent prayers. Then when he gets a funny one, I think it's like one of the heartwarming things on TikTok or Instagram where you're like, I'm going to watch this one again because it made me feel good. I think that's, I will say this, Sanders family, I appreciate that prayer.
So wait, do you ever mix up your prayers before you eat, or do you have the same one? I'm thinking back to my childhood. I don't do grace or anything before I do a meal now. I just don't. But growing up, I'm just thinking about the prayer that we did, and now saying it in my head, it seems like a really silly prayer. It was God is good, God is great. Let us thank him for our food. And then that was it.
That's more of like a Stefanski slogan than it is.
That's all it was.
That's the smart, tough, accountable of prayers right there.
That was it. It was God is good, God is great. Let us thank him for this food. Amen. And that was it. And that was what we did before every single meal. What did you guys do one, or is that not a thing for you?
Not really a thing.
Not really a thing. Know. Okay. Because I mean, I'll give you.
Or everybody did a different one.
If
more.
You're coming up with different ones every single time, that's like a comedian coming up with a new bit every night. It feels like that's
what's the deal? With world hunger, Lord.
Man, it's a hard ask. It's like, geez, why is
the world hungry?
I went down the world hunger bit yesterday. I got to come up with a new bit now. Like, that seems hard. But God is good. God is great. Not really the most creative thing in the world. I don't know why my parents settled on that. I have no idea why.
They're mailing it in.
Legitimately, my whole childhood, that was what we did before we ate every single meal. That was it. And everyone bowed their heads and we went after it.
The wonder you've all survived to this point.
We have, and we've, some would argue, thrived in parts of my family. Not this part, but, you know, other parts.
Think of where you'd be with a better prayer.
You wonder. You really do wonder. Aaron Rodgers calls out his wide receivers. Let's check in on the quarterback.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check to a route, you do the right route. Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's sick about that. But we have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside of the facility, and look forward to seeing all the boys there.
Rodgers at one point was averaging negative 0.8 yards per completion. That was deep in the third quarter, by the way. He was 2 of 6 on attempts of 10 yards or more. He finished averaging 4.8 air yards per attempt on the offensive side of the ball. He was and has been now for about 5 weeks the epitome of a non-vertical quarterback.
Yeah, it's not great. I will say, if any other quarterback in the NFL said this about his receivers, people would be like, that's leadership. Aaron Rodgers says it, and it's an Aaron Rodgers thing.
It's just an Aaron Rodgers thing. But the Steelers seem like they're spiraling right now. You know, 5 of his 6 completions were caught at or behind the line of scrimmage by the time we got to the fourth quarter. And by the fourth quarter, they were chanting, fire Tomlin. It's not going well in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because they're Pittsburgh fans and they're stupid.
Fire Tomlin! There was chants, legit Fire Tomlin chants all throughout the...
That's what you get after centuries of inbreeding.
We talk about low points within a franchise. It feels like yesterday was a black eye for the Steelers in many ways.
People like Steelers fans and Yinzers get really mad when I make jokes about inbreeding. And I get it. I wouldn't like it either. I didn't do the inbreeding. It's just mad at your parents. I don't know.
Yinzers and Cash Lovett. Who knew?
Omaha!
I forgot about that. Yeah. Lane Kiffin's final week at Ole Miss was fraught with drama, including Ole Miss reporter Ben Garrett using the phrase, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife on a podcast. And Kiffin apparently heard about it and spoke to the fact after the game.
When you call someone a you know, that's a different level. Housewives, you know, or something like that. That's about as Bush League as stealing Trinidad's jersey, like Mississippi State did last night.
The comment was, don't, you can't turn into a housewife, others don't act right. It's not calling you, it's about commitment. And that's what really the question is. You wanted the commitment from people were asking about where you're committed to, you're still not doing that. So you don't think there's anything wrong with getting upset about something so innocuous as that?
Yeah, let's move on to that. Next question.
All right.
Oh, he checkmated him at the end there. That's why he did the next question. Let's move on. I think Ben had this one right. Why it hurt is because it was true, Nick.
No, I think Ben is a bit of a B too. When Lane confronted him after the game and Ben looked like he was afraid Lane was going to lay hands on him.
I think he genuinely thought Lane was going to lay hands on him.
In fairness, they're both turds. Can we just get that out there? They're okay. Both turds. I also think Lane's being wildly sensitive about being called a hoe. I'm sorry.
I think so too. I didn't have any problem with trying to make that comp because I think most reasonable people knew what he was trying to say. I don't know that I would have said it if I was Ben.
Yeah, here's the problem.
I don't know if that's the best route to go if I'm Ben, but that man's been, he's been covering Ole Miss football. He looks like he's a child, I know, but he's been covering Ole Miss football for 20 years.
Stop being such a fanboy, in fairness.
That's kind of what they are in those worlds, though. If you're the Ole Miss guy for 20 years, that's kind of what you are in a more of a sad state of where we are in sports, this platform and all the other platforms is like, it feels like we have more fanboys than we've ever had.
I just like that Ole Miss is finally finding out what it's like to be 90% of the rest of the college football world.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
World, as if this schedule that has been problematic for several years in college football's new. It's like, coach is going to leave right before the playoffs. But that's the way it's worked for about 50 years now.
Yeah, that part shouldn't be surprising, yeah. Though.
This is kind of like, if you've ever been in a relationship, this has never happened to me. I'm sure it's never happened to you. Mm-hmm. But you say, oh, you're acting like a... And then they're like, are you calling me a?
No,
like,
I'm just saying you're acting like one.
No, I'm saying you're acting like one. You're normally a very reasonable person.
He should have just stood on what he said and been like, the analogy where I said it, I meant it. You brought it up because you're hurt by it. Go ahead, discuss if you want. Instead, he tried to rationalize it and tried to dance around it. If he would have just swerved into the idea of like, yeah, I think, and by the way, a lot of people in college football believe this is why you don't marry Lane Kiffin. I think it would have been all right for him. But hey, listen, he's going to end up fine. The people he cares about the most, the people that pay for his subscriptions to his site and do everything that they need to do, loved it. And ultimately, that's all that matters. He's had the job for 20 years. He's going to have it for another 20 after this.
A real man would have egged Lane into giving the old right cross.
You can't give the right cross to Lane Kiffin.
No. I mean, baiting Lane into punching him. Think about
what kind of payout is that?
Probably $1 million.
Easily.
Yeah, so you get the subs, you get the subscriptions that everyone's going to be like, this guy took a right hook for Ole Miss football, and then you get the $1 million payout. I bet you Lane would have paid $1 million hey, I heard you call me a hoe. Yep, I did that.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to punch you once, I'll give you $1 million. Who wouldn't take that deal?
I think we'd all take
for
that
Lane
deal.
For Lane Kiffin. Like, if Miles Garrett wanted to punch me once, there's not enough money in the world.
Oh, I'd take a punch by Miles for $1 million.
No.
My jaw might never look the same.
Would never look the same.
For $1 million?
From Miles.
From anybody. For $1 million? Yeah, I'm taking a punch by anybody. What? You're not?
Not from Miles. From clearly, Lane Kiffin's average ass?
We
yeah.
look at $1 million differently, me and you, I guess.
Getting punched by Miles Garrett differently.
I don't even know. By the way, there's an assumption there that like you get your $1 million punch and you're going to square it up and be like the greatest punch of your life. Like Lane Kiffin might even miss in that moment.
Yeah.
He might just barely touch the jaw and barely get there.
Might.
But yeah, Miles, Wayne, hey, offers on the table, please. Please have it. Take me up on this deal. $1 million for a punch? Sure. And anybody out there that has like $1 billion and wants to see this go down, I'll tell you, I'll line up any person you want. $1 million, I'll take
Mike
one
Tyson.
Punch. Any person.
Mike
one
Tyson,
punch.
Circa 91.
We can't go back in time. That's not how
they're billionaires. I don't know what they can do and what they can't
that's not
do.
How this works. Take any punch from anybody for $1 million. One punch, easy. No question.
You are hoping no he just...
I want
you
this to happen, by the way.
People are like, oh,
you'd never actually do it. Are you kidding me? Wind me up. Give me $1 million for a punch.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.